We welcome to the Gospel Spotlight, G-Maze. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, AJ? How you be, man?
Hey, I am blessed.
Yes, sir.
What have you been up to lately?
Man, I'm trying to put it all together again, man, allowing God to do what he does. I haven't put out a record in a few years, but during that time, I went through so much loss, man. You know, I lost my marriage. I lost my home. I lost my job. I lost my father. You know, I was in a real bad state of loss, man. God just had to do some rebuilding, man, and some replenishing it, some refurbishing.
Wow.
In my spirit. So, here we go. 7 years later, man, I'm finally back in the studio trying to get some things together so I can release this record this fall, man.
Hey, glad to see you back because your music has always been inspiring and inspirational. And to me, it's been cutting edge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I always liked about, G-Maze and New Era.
Yeah.
What can we expect this time?
You're going to get the same G-Maze, same Gary Maze, but it'll be a little bit more mature. You know, I'm going to always push the envelope musically because I'm a musician first before I was anything. I was a drummer. Then I became a producer. Then I became a leader. Then I became a minister. So all those things will be in there. But it's a pot of gumbo, man. You're getting some of everything. It's real diverse. I'm still tapping into some of my old ways of doing things. I'm going to always be a church boy. I'm a church boy. I can't get around it. I don't care how hip-hop I may look or how young I may look or all the, new stanzas that we're coming up with now. I mean, I'll always be a down-home church boy. That's why my first single was talking about the blood. So, but this record, man, I believe is going to really, really, really touch some folk, man. It's going to be a really, really good good record, good diverse record. You know, we got some praise and worship on it. We have some church on it. We have something for auntie. We have something for uncles. We have something for grandma, papa, for the little sisters, the little brothers, the nieces. There's something on this record for everybody, man. We went that as go-around. I feel real good about it.
We're talking to G-Maze, and he's been out the game for a while, but he is back. Your music, you said, is sort of like gumbo. You got that soulful R&B, the hip-hop, and, I mean, jazz.
Yeah.
It's hard to kind of put Gary Maze in a pigeonhole.
Yes, sir. I like that, AJ. Don't put me in a box, baby.
Hey, for real. You cannot put Gary in that box. The album, will this be the culmination of the experiences that you have gone through in the last few years?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. It's a testimony of tunes. Matter of fact, I call it a tunes of testimony. It's basically everything that I've been going through over the last 7 years, good, bad, and indifferent, put to tunes, man. My testimony with a melody to it.
Tell us about Diary of a Strong Soldier.
Man. It was probably one of my favorite projects to record because I was able to do it in a short length of time. You know, I love being able to cut records. And, it only takes me about 6-7 months to knock them out. And every week I'm doing it every week. So it was a great, great record. But it was one of my longest projects. It was 109 minutes, 18 songs, double CD. Had a few of my favorite songs that have been written and sang, especially songs like We Owe You More. That record was really a testament of what I had been dealing with during that season as well. For whatever reason, man, God decides to take you through things. I don't complain about it because I never complain about him blessing me when I'm outside of the wheel. So I'm most definitely not going to complain when everything is going good and when everything's going bad. I take it all together, man. Everything is working for my good. So that was one of the seasons of Diary of a Strong Soldier when I was going through so much junk, man. But in the midst of it all, the first single we did off that record was called He'll Come Through. And it featured my little sister, Nikita Fox, Nikita Clare Fox. And it was a a testimony that even to this day, man, I was talking to someone just recently about the song off the diary, He'll Come Through, and I found myself crying. I had my phone on shuffle while I was working out, and the song came on, and it just blessed me, you know. And I know sometimes people always get caught up with people feeling, you know, a little arrogant or egotistical. They listen to their own music. Of course I listen to my music. I didn't just do that music for everybody else. That music is blessing me as well. You know, this is something that God gave me to give to the masses, but I need a breakthrough as well. You always think the artists that are out here, man, we just live and everything is perfect. We don't go through anything. We're just real talented. We know how to write music and tap into it. No, we deal with this stuff every day, just like the regular parishioner, just like the regular consumer. This is our lives. So He'll Come Through, man, for a whole entire week, AJ. It was probably the song of all songs. It just kept me going because I was ready to throw in the towel again, man. And for whatever reason, God just wanted to encourage me and let me know no matter what I'm going through, He will come through. He's not going to leave me. He's not going to forsake me. No matter what I'm dealing with right now, my circumstance is not my conclusion.